Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. Please stay tuned as you'll be hearing from your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, shortly. We ask that you place all avoidable fees within your retirement plan in the overhead bin. We'll be departing shortly.
Welcome to the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray. Bruce is a financial advisor and the founder of GPC Financial Services. He's a former member of our country's Air Force and is a proud author of the helpful book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Stay tuned throughout the next hour for information and education that can bring you financial peace of mind as you travel to that wonderful destination of retirement.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
Hello and welcome. It is the Retirement Navigator. I'm John Stillman alongside your navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter. Bruce is the founder of GPC Financial Services. Ted is the vice president and all-around swell guy. Ted, what's happening this week?
Hey, Johnny. Oh, things are good. Things are real good, buddy. How about you?
I'm great. Good to talk with you. And Bruce, how about you, my friend?
Enjoying a cup of hot chocolate and the dulcet tones of your voice.
I don't even know what dulcet means, but I'm going to assume it's a compliment, so I'll have to look that up later.
I don't either, but it sure sounded good.
Sounded like the appropriate thing to say in the moment. Well, if you'd like to get in touch with the team at GPC Financial, the number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. Perhaps you just have a question, or maybe you'd like to sit down face-to-face to look at your retirement plan, whatever the case may be, that's the number to call. Guys, there are a lot of obvious or seemingly obvious strategies out there that most people would agree are the thing to do. But apparently those strategies aren't so obvious when we actually look at the way that people behave and the way their portfolios are structured. So let's talk about some of these obvious strategies that maybe aren't as obvious as they should be, starting with the idea of buying low and selling high. You won't find anybody who disagrees with that philosophy, buy low, sell high, but we see a tremendous number of people who behave differently in practice. Why is that?
They know where low and high is, to be honest with you. And, you know, quite frankly, most people don't, John. Think about it. As you look at the market readings today, are they low? Are they high? That depends upon what happens in the next few months, doesn't it, when you think about it? But I understand what they're saying, buy low and sell high. I mean, that's a great theory. Let me ask you, John, when you bought your house, was there anybody else in the neighborhood?
Well, sure.
Okay, well.
I'm not a settler. I'm not a pioneer.
Well, the point is, now are their houses at maximum value, and did you buy high, or do you hope to gain some appreciation on that home over the years that you own it? You see, that's my point. Buying low and selling high is really relative to what's going on.
Yep.
Nobody will disagree that it's a great sounding thing. And if you buy today, 20 years from now, you're supposed to be selling at the high point. What happens if we have a recession or a depression? And then that's the point I want to make. Nobody really knows. Now, having said that, you want to make certain that you're not overpaying in the market. And there's a number of ways to determine that without getting into too deeply of some of these economic principles. There's something that's called Tobin's Q ratio, which tells you whether a company's overvalued or not. You look at a replacement value of a company, you see what it's selling for, and you can then determine whether it's overvalued or not to a certain degree. And so you might think, well, where in the world would I get the replacement value of General Electric, as an example? Well, the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, keeps these kind of data. But again, it all depends upon where the economy is going in the near future. If we have a crash and you just bought, your friends will say, well, why'd you buy when that was so high? But if the market continues on an upward trend and you reap some nice profits, you'll be considered as a sage because you knew when to buy. The fact of the matter is that you want to make certain that you're buying at generally what the market is offering at that time. And that's the word that really is your friend. Time is your friend. If you look at Wall Street, as an example, according to the Wall Street Journal since 1896, it's averaged exactly 4.9% a year. By the way, guess what? Inflation's averaged 5, so you figure out what that means. But again, you don't want to overpay for anything that you purchase. That's certain.
So buy low and sell high when you can. Problem is, you don't know at the time if you're doing it right or not, which is why you need a comprehensive plan in place so that any one transaction doesn't make or break you. Ted, how about this seemingly obvious strategy? Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. Now, you always say, Ted, that we want to pay our fair share of taxes, what we're morally and legally obligated to pay, but we don't want to pay more than that. But the problem is a lot of people do pay more than that. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think as we have shared many times, as you mentioned, John, over our program, is that when people come in for a visit and we're reviewing the various aspects that we feel are important and the questions we're asking, we get into some of the tax returns that we're looking at, they simply show to us and in their investments that we're looking at that there's either poor, incomplete, or no tax planning in their retirement strategies. And that is leaving money on the table. Once again, we believe in paying our fair share, but when you take a look at, you know, nobody concentrating that they're working with on how they may be able to adjust their strategies, it just tells you that they're paying more in taxes than they're legally required to. And I think, you know, the only thing certain in life that we've heard this saying for many years is death and taxes. And you could also add change to that because life is always changing one form or another. And we are not tax attorneys, but we know enough about tax planning concepts that we're able to identify where people are paying more in income taxes than they're legally required to pay. And I believe the answer comes in tax planning and not tax preparation. There's a big difference. So the challenge we see when we're reviewing the tax returns and the rest of the portfolio information that our listeners are bringing to us for their complimentary review is that, once again, the vast majority of folks we're visiting with are simply not experiencing any comprehensive tax planning in their investment strategies. And as an example of that is when you see a person that is paying a lot more in dividend income taxes and some of the other strategies that we look at, where they're not even maybe using that money to live on, but they're paying several thousands of dollars in taxes every year. What can we do to make those adjustments? And, you know, how can we develop a different strategy to save some of those taxes? So we're always looking at that, especially if they don't need that money. That's just an example of one of the areas that we look at to see if we can lower taxes.
Always helpful to be proactive, and that's exactly what tax planning is about. It's about being proactive and looking down the road, not just looking back and filling in the right boxes on your tax return to reflect what happened last year, but actually thinking, all right, what can we be doing now to put ourselves in a much better position 5 years or 10 years down the road? And I know that tax component, Ted, is a big part of what happens when people come in and visit with you guys. What exactly does happen when they pick up the phone and call?
Well, each week we offer, I think, a terrific service to our treasured listening audience through KSFO in that we offer a complimentary, no obligation, complete financial review. And all we ask for our folks is to pick up the phone and take the effort to call in and set a time in our calendars with Bruce and I that we can discuss what your wants and needs and concerns are. And we offer this with no obligation. And so all of our callers who pick up the phone in the next 15 minutes, we're going to offer you a comprehensive review where we're going to take a look and help you realize and recognize, you know, the misinformation, the misunderstandings that perhaps you have from the all important facts. And, you know, this will enable you to see if you might be in need of any modification to your current retirement plan. Change is important, and making sure that you're adjusting is important. And once again, for all of our listeners who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, which most all of them do, you'll receive from your visit with us, first of all, a comprehensive cost analysis to see what it's actually costing you each year to work with your current advisor or planner. A lot of people don't know that. We talk about fees. A lot of them, they're just simply not aware of how much they're actually paying to be in these investments and working with these advisors. Secondly, we'll do a risk analysis to see if you understand the amount of risk that you're holding in your portfolio. So when the next market crash comes, and it's coming, folks, perhaps you won't lose like you did maybe between 2000 and 2003, and then again between 2007 and 2009. Those were big hits for people. Along with that, we'll do that tax analysis to help you determine if you might be paying too much in income taxes. Once again, we feel we should be paying our fair share, but the majority of people we visit with simply have little or poor or no tax planning in their investment strategies. And this can result in paying more than they need to. So we will take a look at this and see if we can help you reduce the taxes that you're paying, which will result in more cash flow for you. But what really matters to Bruce and I and the Retirement Navigator folks, and we say this each week because we mean it, we like to take care of our folks, is that when you come in for a visit with us, this is a safe, honest environment where we're going to ask you what your concerns, your wants, your needs are, and we're not going to try to fix something that isn't broken. And we're going to give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. That is our commitment. It's how we live our lives. So once again, for all of our listeners who pick up the phone in the next 15 minutes, we're offering you a comprehensive financial review at simply no cost or obligation as our investment into your lives. We feel it's important to give to invest in our people first. So with each of our callers who call in, pick up the phone now, folks. We're looking forward to getting to know you.
No time like the present, and that number to call, 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation to come in and get that second opinion. You'll also get a copy of Bruce's book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? But more importantly, you'll get that second opinion and a little bit of wisdom about exactly what you might need to be thinking about as it relates to your own financial planning. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. You're listening to the Retirement Navigator. We'll come back in a moment and finish this conversation about obvious strategies that, for whatever reason, aren't so obvious. Stay tuned.
GPC Financial Services was built on a commitment to the senior community, and your Retirement Navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, work tirelessly to make sure your needs are met as you prepare for retirement. Come in for a visit with the team and get a retirement plan that will leave your finances protected in the future. Call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
Rolling along here on the Retirement Navigator, Bruce Gray is the founder of GPC Financial. Ted Porter is the vice president. Both of them joining us here on the airwaves. And we're talking about obvious strategies that you should be abiding by in your financial planning that for some aren't so obvious. Bruce, we were just talking about taxes, and I think a lot of people sort of forget that just because you have a tax bill, that's not the end of the world, right?
Well, you know, I tell people, rejoice. You owe taxes. That means you've made money.
Yeah.
The problem, you know, what you really want to talk about is let's not pay more taxes than we're legally required to pay. And that's a whole different ball game. And we like to take advantage of tax deferral and tax-free strategies. But listen, folks, let's be real clear here. The only way you're not going to pay any taxes is, A, you're going to cheat, or B, you're going to invest in municipal bonds, Roth IRAs, or life insurance, because those are the only three things that aren't taxable. So it gets into deeper things than just talking about taxing, but tax strategies, when do you pay them, how much do you pay, what level, and so on, that's what really gets to be part of the planning process.
My favorite example of this is when people say, well, I don't play the lottery because even if you won, the government would take half of it in taxes. Okay, so you can't use $34 million instead of the $72 million or whatever that you would have gotten.
But, oh, yeah, I hear that silliness all the time. Yeah, lay it on me, brother. If I pay 90% taxes, you give me the 100%, I'm happy.
Yeah, there you go. So something to think about. Not that I'm recommending that you go buy a lottery ticket, but you get my point. So we're talking about seemingly obvious strategies in the financial world that just aren't so obvious. What about the notion of diversification? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Everybody agrees with the logic behind that. But when we look at portfolios, guys, they're actually not that diversified.
You know, after you've been in this business a few years, if you sit down, you wonder, where some of these things come from? Right? You don't want to pay taxes. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. Listen, if that basket's yielding me a whole lot of returns, I don't mind putting a little more in it. Yeah, the idea of it is that you want to have diversification. And the thought is that if you're diversified widely in your stock portfolio, and that's how mutual funds came in to be, quite frankly, although they'll charge you an arm and a leg to be in them, there's better ways to diversify. But that was the idea there, is a mutual fund would put you into something that give you instant diversification. And all that's good. I mean, the fact of the matter is, when one stock goes up, another may go down, and so you're trying to balance out your portfolio, and you want to balance it out with bonds. It's not as easy a job today in this economy as it was before. Why? Because fixed income or bonds and notes aren't paying a squat. I mean, they're not doing anything. Well, with the Fed holding the interest rates down as they've done for years now, you're not going to have fixed income that is going to do you a great deal of good. And that's why many seniors have taken more risk on their dollars, their retirement dollars, than they would want to, because they, what's a CD give you? 0 point nothing. They're called certificates of disappointment today rather than certificates of deposit. So diversification really, really takes somebody who knows what they're doing today. It's not just a matter of I'll buy five stocks and I'll buy five bonds and I'll be okay. Well, that's just not the case, folks. Are the stocks of like kind? In other words, are they all industrials, and when the industry slows down, you're losing every one of them? Or are they diversified over various genres, if you will? And what are you going to do for fixed income? Very difficult market to be in today. I have clients that come in occasionally, John, that one lady was getting 5 or 6% on a bond. And I said, where on earth did you get that? And she had bought for a small foreign country. I won't even name the country, but it's not one that I would even want to visit, let alone put my money into. The government isn't stable. Economy certainly may not have stability. So you have to be careful, folks. Diversification is not the easiest thing to do. It's just not buy five of these and five of that and I'm diversified. You really need to know what you're doing. And quite frankly, we're experts at doing it, and we have money managers who are experts at doing it. And here's the point. Are you going to start doing your own dentistry? Are you going to start doing your own mechanic work? You know, I used to work on my cars when I was a kid. Why, today you open that hood, and it's got four computers and this, that, and the other. I take it to a mechanic. You know, let the experts do what they do in whatever field you're working in. Pick your expert, make certain that they're the people that you want. But at the end of the day, you want to have somebody driving the train that knows how to drive the train.
Well said. And Ted, if we make the statement, market timing is virtually impossible, a lot of people would nod along in agreement, but a lot of those same people themselves try to time the market, whether they realize it or not. I'm sure you've seen that over and over.
Well, I mean, we touched on this subject when we were discussing, I think, buying low and selling high and how unsuccessful that strategy can be. And if any advisor comes to you and tells you that they have perfected how to time the market, folks, you want to pick up and run quickly, right? Because it's just a dangerous type of strategy that you can't base a full retirement program on. And you know, adding to what Bruce just said about putting all your eggs in one basket, diversification also has to encompass not just how your portfolio is structured, but I think even more importantly, what have you provided to give a balance to all of your financial pillars, like your liquidity accounts and your lifetime income accounts, and managing risk within your portfolio accounts, and dealing with medical and long-term care risks and legacy planning and life insurance and tax planning. These are all diversification strategies, folks. But, you know, timing the market, we need a very comprehensive approach in retirement planning. And the planning now that we have to be looking at in our philosophy is that we're looking at the entire lifespan of people, and they're living well into their 80s and 90s. And as a result of that, with living longer, their money has to last longer. I don't know if you guys have seen the last couple of weeks I've seen in CNN an article regarding what Warren Buffett's position is on this, on the European situation, and even Susie Orman came out with something recently saying that, you know, things look very volatile. And so market timing is just, it is impossible, and it is not a required strategy for someone that really wants to be sure that they're looking at stability for the rest of their lives. You have to have financial pillars involved. So once again, this concept is based upon emotion, and what we need is a plan in place to provide the real strength and the stability for the long run, and the discipline to stick to that plan and make the adjustments when and if necessary. That's my position on that.
That's a great point. It's not just making the plan. It's also creating a plan that you can and will stick to. So be sure you're getting that put together for yourself if you haven't already. Now, Bruce, one more thing we should mention here in this category of obvious strategies that aren't so obvious to most people is the idea that you need to keep costs low. And certainly, just like nobody wants to pay more taxes than they have to, nobody wants to pay more in portfolio costs and fees than they have to, but a lot of people are. Why?
You know, I can't agree more with one statement here. And let me give you an example. Edward Jones, on their financial statement last year for the end of the year, pointed out to the world to see on that statement that 27% of their income came from fees that people didn't know. And that was buried fees or hidden fees. And I'm specifically now talking about mutual funds. And folks, you've heard me talk about mutual funds before. It's not that I'm anti-mutual fund. I'm anti-paying fees that you're not aware of. According to Forbes, the average mutual fund has 3.17% in fees and charges, and you can have trading charges on top of it. Well, those are unseen fees. When you get a mutual fund statement, it reports on that statement what's known as the NAV. That's net asset value. That's the value of your fund after all these fees and charges have been deducted. You know, if you're working through a brokerage firm, as an example, and that broker says, well, John, I'm going to manage your account for 1%, and then you're advised to go into all these mutual fund accounts, which I see consistently. Without knowing it, you're paying 4.17%. The market goes up, why, you're a happy camper, and you say, boy, my broker, my advisor's doing a real good job for me. But when the market goes down, that's insult to injury because you still have that 4.17% in fees and you're losing money on your assets besides. So you need to look at fees. Now, at the end of the day, we all have to make a living. People who come in and their first question is, what are your fees? I sometimes wonder, why don't you ask me what is our history in doing the job first and then ask me what it costs, because fees are relative. I typically keep our fees low. Very low, lower than most people in the industry. By the way, I'm not as rich as some of the other guys, but you know something, I sleep well at night and I eat well, and those two things are good. But the fact of the matter is, folks, you do need to look at fees as a component of what you're doing. Never make fees the end all and be all, because that could cost you money in other areas, would be the point that I'd share with you.
Well, and I think the way you phrase that is exactly what people need to understand, because it's not just, all right, let's not get too fixated on fees, but it's a lot of things that people can tend to get fixated on. Like, how do I get the most out of my Social Security? Or how do I get the absolute most tax breaks I can get? Or any one of those questions by themselves don't constitute a plan. You need a plan, and as you said, each of those little things needs to be a component of the plan. And Bruce, when people come to see you, I think that's why so many people are pleased with the second opinion that you provide, because you're looking at all that big picture stuff.
Well, not only are we going to look at all of it, we're going to look at the amount of risk that you have, what you stand to gain, what you stand to lose, what you're charged in fees. We actually do a prognosis that puts it on a curve, and we can show you if the market crashes, pretty much what you're going to lose, and on the other hand, if the market goes straight up, pretty much what you'll gain. In addition to that, we'll look at the fees and charges that you're paying. We'll look at your diversification or lack of it. And we do it in something that I think is very important, plain English. Could I razzle-dazzle the average person who came in to visit with me? Absolutely. I could use industry jargon and say things that they're not quite sure of, but it sure makes me look important. In my case, I think it makes me look foolish, because the idea of communication is for you and I to share ideas with each other. And when communication is lost, relationships are lost. And so you come in, you take the time to come in and sit down, and we'll talk to you person to person like you're a human being, which indeed you are, and so am I. We'll sit down, and as the good book says, let's reason together. Let's talk about where you are, where you want to go. What do you have to achieve that? Are you comfortable? When are you going to retire, or are you retired? And do you have any designs on some of this portfolio? All of these things have to be considered in a good financial plan to be set up for anybody who is considering making any type of investments or changes in their investments. So come in, we'll sit down together. And by the way, when you come in, nobody's going to put their foot on your neck and try to wrench the wallet out of your back pocket. In fact, there's no charge for our initial visits, and we don't even discuss any charge to it because it is free gratis. It's a time for you to get to know if we are the type of people you'd like to deal with. And quite honestly, folks, we want to see if you're the type of people we want to deal with. You never want to marry an argument is the old statement. and that's true in business as well as in personal relationships. So come in, let's get acquainted. We'll have a cup of tea, cup of coffee for those who like coffee, and we'll have a cookie or a crumpet or whatever and sit down and we'll talk about what's on your heart because that's really what matters to you in the end.
So if you'd like to come sit down for that talk, that chat, that visit to talk about your financial plan and get yourself on the right track, the number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation. This is an opportunity for you to get an extension of the education we try to offer you here on the show, but obviously in a way that's much more specific, much more personal to you and your life. Again, 855-677-4040. Is the number to call. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come on the program today. Don't go anywhere.
Want to find out more about Bruce Gray and his financial and retirement philosophies? Then pick up a copy of his latest book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Get great retirement planning tips to make sure you're on track to get to and all the way through retirement. Stop by his office at GPC Financial Services to pick up your copy today or call to set up time for an appointment at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Don't forget the book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? By your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
It is The Retirement Navigator. We're talking with Bruce Gray. He's the founder of GPC Financial. Ted Porter is the vice president and all-around swell guy. You can get in touch with him at 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. If you'd like to ask a question or schedule a time to sit down with him face-to-face, just call, leave your information on the recorded line there, and somebody will reach back out to you to help you out in whatever way you need helping. 855-677-4040. And guys, I know when you're helping people plan their retirement, you encounter folks with a lot of different goals and different things that they want to do with their retirement. Let's talk about some of the common goals that we see, and maybe you can tell us the story of a client or two who that was their main goal and you were able to help them achieve it. For some people, it's really simple. They just want to spend more time with family. That could be, you know, helping take care of grandkids that are close by or traveling to see kids and grandkids that are far away.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple that came in, I think it was last year, first part of last year, and the wife had been diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. She was still in great shape, and it had been a very early diagnosis. And they knew that life was going to be changing for them as a couple. They'd been married close to 50 years, and their main concern was to protect what they had in the retirement accounts and to establish income that for as long as they had left together, that income would not run out. And their main vision, while they were still healthy, while she was still able to function, was to move closer or to be closer to their children and their grandchildren and having their legacy plans in place and all their ducks in a row. And so the visit was moving for me. It was an experience that I felt very honored to provide the structure to help them accomplish the vision so that they could live out the time they had left because they were so much in love. And when this kind of diagnosis comes in, it can shatter people unless they have faith and they have stability and they have the type of love and connection that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happens to my bride or my husband, you know, I'm going to be with them and I'm going to continue to provide for them and I want to do the best that I can as a husband or a wife. And it was a very moving experience. So, you know, spending more time with family or with family and traveling was incredibly number one for them. And so, you know, we were able to provide structure in which we could help them take care of their wishes, and that those would be honored, and that their legacy plans would be continued on after the husband had passed away, and that the family not only appreciated that, but it was an honor for me, and for, I'm sure I'm speaking for Bruce, but just as our agency, to provide that kind of structure to help them spend more time with family. This was just one incident, John, that struck my mind in terms of thinking about past clients. So,
now, Bruce, for some people, it's a little bit fancier, and this probably would be the most common goal, I guess I would say, that we see with folks getting ready to retire, is they want to really travel the world. They have big travel plans. They've been cooped up in an office for 40 years, and they're ready to see the world. I'm sure you have some clients who fit into that mold.
Yeah, that's probably the most popular. You know, it's kind of interesting. You'll hear people say, over the years I used to listen, and I'd hear the person say, boy, when I get retired, I'm going to take this money I've been saving, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And it's amazing that if you have pinch that buffalo nickel till he bellows during your lifespan, when you retire, you're not suddenly going to become the big spender. That's just not going to happen. And it's interesting that we see that. And I advise people of that, because when we put together retirement goals, let's talk about it. And what type of person are you? And what's your first memory of money? And how do you feel about it? Because all those things are going to determine what they're going to do. You want to build retirement plans that are functional. And the fact of the matter is that when people retire, for the first 3 to 5 years, they'll do those things that were on their quote-unquote bucket list. And then when they get home, they sit down and they have really no plan from that point on. Understand that that plan is something that may also be some salvation to you, because if you sit down and suddenly think, well, what am I going to do now? That may not be the best of pictures for you, my friends.
Yep. So if you want to travel or whatever it is that you consider to be your fun money in retirement, you want to be sure that you have a plan put together to give you exactly what you need. 855-677-4040 is the number to get in touch with Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC Financial. 855-677-4040. Ted, for some people, it's more about gifting. Want to help grandkids with college. I'm sure you've seen that from time to time with some of your clients. How do you structure that usually?
Well, this really is an easy one, Johnny Boy, because I can't think of any one of our clients, at least who are in a financial position to do so, that don't want to help their grandkids and haven't already started putting away the college funds and putting away funds to help with down payments for their first home. And they have a retirement legacy. Time after time, when people come in and they have not yet put all that together, their intention is to provide a legacy for kids and for their grandkids. And you know, when Bruce and I, back in the early 2000s, when we were doing some of this work for people, and we asked the question, what is the most important thing that you would like to see happen with your legacy planning or with your retirement funds, over 80% of the people would say, we want to have funds to be able to bless our kids and our grandkids. And then after two major crashes in the last 16 years, unfortunately, when you ask a lot of people coming in today what their main concern is, it's they want to help the kids and the grandkids, but a lot of them are now concerned about running out of money because they've had these terrific ups and downs in their accounts, and a lot of times their income was cut in half. And so, you know, the idea of helping the grandkids and to provide legacy planning is a top priority if they can do it still. And so, you know, we have family after family that talk to us about being able to structure for them this type of plan, multi-generational stretch IRAs, some of the types of strategies that we do in our planning for folks, terrific ways of which they can leave a lasting legacy, and also help them protect that legacy from the ups and downs of the market. So we really focus on a lot of different things when people come in for that.
Bruce, what about charities? Do you find that people really want to, in some cases, pour into the churches or nonprofits that they're passionate about once they retire?
I don't know if you'd say pour into them. Some do. A lot of times I'll find maybe a lady alone who was a widower and never been married, who will leave funds to churches or charities. Or one lady actually set up a trust to take care of her kitty cat, who that sounds silly to some people, but that cat has been a great part of her comfort and companionship over the last years. And I mean, it's different with everybody, and that's the beautiful thing about working with people, is you're never going to find two of us the same. Everybody has different thoughts, wants, concerns, ideas, and I just find it very fascinating. In fact, being in this business, you'd think that I would take some pride in educating people, but I take more pride in the education that I've learned from them, because as one man told me years ago, he said, you know, not all old folks are fools. You don't get to be old by being a fool. And he was quite right. He was a same old boy. He says, you know who wants to be 71? I said, who's that? He said, a man that's 70. It means he's alive.
Yeah. I guess probably the guy who's 73 probably wants to be 71 again, too. But I don't know. I don't know.
You're going the wrong way, brother.
I don't know if that proves your point. Well, the key is, wherever you are in life, you need to be sure that you have a plan in place for yourself to give you the income that you want, the fun money that you want, the ability to take care of your family the way that you want, if that's a goal for you once you retire. And Ted, that's part of what your review is all about, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. And each week we get the pleasure of getting multiple calls in from our listening audience. We treasure their KSFO listening audience. They are bright. They are concerned. They have a purpose, and they want to be sure that all their ducks are in a row. And so we offer what Bruce and I consider to be a terrific introduction to who we are. We invest in our clients first. We offer complimentary, no obligation, complete financial review. And so, folks, take advantage of that. You know, for our folks that call us in the next 15 minutes, we are going to offer you a complimentary financial review, and we're going to look at how you're doing with your situation. We're going to answer questions. We're going to ask you a whole lot of questions, and we're going to find out what's on your heart and your mind about your concerns, your wants, your needs, and your concerns about where you are, and do you need to make any adjustments? What are your risk tolerance levels now? How close are you to retirement? How much are you in retirement? And how is this all affecting you when we see the market crash again? How are you set up for that? We'll do the cost analysis to help you see how much you're actually paying each year. And we do the risk analysis to help you determine if the market crashes 50% again or whatever it might be when it happens, how would that affect your particular portfolio standings? And would that cut you in half again? So we will do a tax analysis, as we've mentioned. So it's a very comprehensive opportunity. We don't believe in trying to fix things that aren't broken. We don't lie to people. We treat them with respect. And so for all of our listeners who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, pick up the phone in the next 15 minutes and secure your spot for that, folks. But you know what really matters to Bruce and I on our program and in GPC Financial is that when you come in for a visit with us, we're always going to tell you the truth about each and every question that you have. And we're going to show you how you may be able to, you know, separate all the myths and the misinformations and all the misunderstandings and get down to the truth of where you currently are. So for all of our listeners who call us in the next 15 minutes, we're offering you this comprehensive review at simply no cost or obligation as once again our investment into your lives. We feel it's important to give to invest in our people first. So we look forward to hearing from you folks. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We're going to be delighted to meet with you.
855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. No cost, no obligation. Just your chance to come in, ask some questions, let them ask you some questions, and get yourself on the right track when it comes to your retirement planning. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. Once again, 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator. We'll answer some of your questions here in just a moment. Stay tuned.
More and more Americans must now depend on personal savings to last them and their loved ones through retirement. Trying to save and build a financial foundation to support yourself for the rest of your life can seem like a big challenge. but there is help available by calling Bruce Gray and his team at GPC Financial Services. Call them at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
The life of everyone in this family depends on just one thing: finding someone who can not only craft this retirement plan,
but who didn't have fish for dinner.
Wrapping things up here on the Retirement Navigator, 855-677-4040 is the number to call if you'd like to get in touch with Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC Financial. Bruce Gray, of course, the founder, Ted Porter, the vice president. One more time, 855-677-4040. If you have a question, just head over to the website, which is, of course, seniorchamps.com. seniorchamps.com. Click on the contact link and let us know what's on your mind. We'll answer as many as we have time for on the show. How about Martin in Alamo? We'll direct this to you, Ted. Martin says, I have Parkinson's disease and have found that buying long-term care insurance for me would be incredibly expensive. Do I just need to figure out how to self-insure?
Well, thanks for the question, Martin, and our best wishes go out to you and your family as you deal with this particular cycle now that's in your life. I'm not sure how long you've been diagnosed with that situation, but we know that medical science has come a long way in discovering how to manage Parkinson's. But the fact remains is that insurance companies will not insure a person with Parkinson's. So the reality of self-insuring for long-term care medical expenses, for home care or nursing home care, assisted living care, will be something that you will have to plan for from your retirement savings, however you're structured there. So the answer to your question is yes, you'll need a strategy for managing those out-of-pocket expenses when they arrive, and if they haven't already on some level. And we can help you with that, Martin. So give us a call, and we will chat, because we have specialized not only in retirement planning strategies, legacy planning, but we've been specialists. Bruce has been an expert for years and has taught us all about the various strategies for long-term care planning. And it is an area that we can speak to, and alternatives perhaps that we may be able to look at your situation. But we need to see you. We need to take a look at where you're financially structured and all of these various components to give you a complete idea. And we're here to help you, Martin.
Again, the number to call, 855-677-4040, if you'd like to get in touch with the team, 855-677-4040. Bruce, let's send this question to you. This is Helen in Walnut Creek, who says, the stock market scares me, and I've been avoiding it for a long time, basically since 2008, but now I have a lot of money in the bank and don't know how to invest it. What should I do?
Well, you know, the good thing about the money in the bank, Helen, is it's certainly relatively safe. You probably wonder why I say relatively, and you'd have to understand banking laws to get that part. But nonetheless, you remember that Bank of America got in some trouble back at the 2008 and 2009, and we had to bail them out with the government. So banks are relatively safe, as I said, but there's risk in most everything that you invest in. Now, having said that, a lot of people left their money in the banks because the market has been volatile, and after the last crash, they were concerned. Here's the point. Your bank is paying less than 2% to you. Inflation is certainly averaging more than that. So it's going to be difficult for you to keep up with inflation with the type of investments that you have when you're just specifically in the bank. Now, folks, I'm not against banks, and I encourage every client that comes into us to have $50,000 or $100,000 in the bank or in an institution like that, because you need that instant ready money. And when you invest money, it's not always as liquid as it is in the bank. So I encourage that. The stock market could scare you if you just look at the market and say, golly, there's risk there. The fact of the matter, Helen, is every 5 years, typically the market is up, and every other 5 years, it's down. And it's a matter of ebb and flow, but if you look at it since 1896, it's averaged almost 5% a year, certainly better than any banks do. And why? Because there is some risk in these type of investments, where when you have an investment that has no risk, you're getting a very low rate of return, but it's safe and has guarantees typically attached to it. There are ways to invest in the market that you can hedge your bet. It's not just simply a matter of stocks and bonds. But we get into diversification in much deeper ways. We diversify according to the industry or the purpose of the company. We look at a number of things. Are they a dividend-paying company? Are they a company that has been around and has a history? The only thing that's permanent about life, Helen, is change. And if you looked at the Dow Jones in 1929 and 30, that's 30 industrial stocks, typically is what it was in those days. And you look at the Dow Jones today, there's only one company that's still on the Dow Jones. That's General Electric. So the point is, folks, the only thing permanent about life is change. And if you're well positioned, you can take advantage of that change. So the idea of investing, listen, if the world goes under, you're not going to be in any place where you're going to be able to save money. If we have that cataclysmic crash that people who sell you newsletters want you to believe in, we've got some problems. But the fact of the matter is that the market has been fairly stable. It hasn't shown great returns. If you go back since the year of 2000, you'd find that according to the experts, the S&P 500 hasn't made 3% a year. Why? Because the market hasn't gone anyplace. It's running up and down. So to say the market scares you, I understand that, and I would not want to encourage you to invest in anything that is going to keep you awake each night. That's not a good thing for you. However, if you want to look at a carefully devised plan that's put together based upon your concerns, your capital, your wants, and your needs, we can do that and build in as much quote-unquote safety as we can. And why did I say quote-unquote? Because had the market turned upside down and Bank of America not been bailed out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, 2008 and 9 could have been an ugly time. Fortunately, it's not. And I don't think we're going to be in a position anytime soon where we have those types of concerns. I think that basically you'd understand today that we're not going to get great big returns, but we're certainly going to beat what we can do in the bank. I don't anticipate getting 5%, 6%, and 7% returns on average a year until we see the interest rates changed by the federal government. However, there are places we can make money. I have my money there. Many of my clients are invested in similar ways. And it's a matter of just knowing your game plan and working your game plan. And that's precisely what we do here at GPC Financial. What I would encourage you to do, quite frankly, Helen, is just give us another call. Let's talk. Come, let's reason together. Let's sit down and talk about where things are. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have, folks. Let me tell you quite candidly, I don't know the answer to every question that you could ask. I know a good many of them, but I certainly will never know them all. What I do know, however, is where to get an answer to those questions. I can get in touch with some of the sagest people in the industries, whether it's in investing or banking or in legal industries. We have the wherewithal to be in touch with people who are among the best known in the industry, and we can get answers for you on anything that's viable. And I think that's important because knowledge is power, and we want to empower our clients so that you can go to bed at night and sleep and know that you're not going to wake up tomorrow and find out that you're moving to a new neighborhood because your money's all gone. So give us a call. GPC Financial, Ted Porter and Bruce Gray, we are happy to have the opportunity to serve you.
No time like the present. Pick up the phone. It's a great opportunity. Sit down with the team at GPC Financial, 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost, no obligation. Just come in for your second opinion and get yourself on the right track, financially speaking. Or if you're already on the right track, they'll tell you that. But if you need to make some changes, they'll tell you what those are. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. Big Bruce, thanks as always.
The pleasure is mine. And thank you to you, John, as well.
Yes, always a pleasure. And Ted, thanks, buddy.
You know, John, we appreciate so much the crew, you and the crew that put together these formats for our educational programs for our folks, and we appreciate you, man. So have a beautiful week.
We just try to stay out of the way and let you guys do the heavy lifting, but we'll do it all again next week, same time, same place, right here on the Retirement Navigator.
information heard on the Retirement Navigator is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. GPC Financial Services founder Bruce Gray has more than 45 years of experience in the financial world and has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Investment advisory services are offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.